For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The history of Memphis involves rock and roll and civil rights. Everybody knows that. But Memphis has its juicy quotidian tidbits as well, like a raid on a Beale Street opium den in 1902 or a stampede at a Michael Jackson concert in 1977. These are a couple of highlights in author Wayne Dowdy's new book, This Day in Memphis History. WKNO's Pierre Kimsey recently spoke with the author.
Now, Wayne, you're agency manager of the history department at the Benjamin L. Hook Central Library, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, history archives in the city. I would imagine that on a daily basis, you run into tidbits of history that defy classification.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many things that I've collected over the years, so many stories that there really wasn't a proper forum to share them. So when my publisher contacted me about doing another book, we decided on this, which was perfect for me because there were all these many small stories.
Well, this book is full of great stories. For example, one was from December the 20th, 1933, and it tied into the whole story of Machine Gun Kelly, the notorious gangster from the 30s.
Well, that's right. And a young man named Logan Ramsey was Machine Gun Kelly's brother-in-law. Machine Gun Kelly was actually a man named George Barnes, who was from Memphis, went to Central High School, sort of a small-time bootlegger before he became famous for kidnapping an oil millionaire. So no one knew that Machine Gun Kelly and George Barnes were one and the same. One night, somebody knocks on his door, and it's George. George says, you know, I've got a little trouble with the law. You know, I may, can I stay with you? Well, no, I don't have any room for you. But what Ramsey does is find a place for him to stay. So they start to interview people and discover that Ramsey had helped him and aided him as a fugitive. So he gets arrested too, convicted, goes to federal prison, and also loses his law license. He was an attorney, a young up-and-coming attorney, but unfortunately that did not come to pass. He's a convicted felon, loses his license, and ends up being a door-to-door salesman.
Yeah, and for those people who long for the good old days, there's May the 16th, 1919. Grand jury declared Memphis a lawless town.
The Shelby County Grand Jury, you know, listens to local reformers, and they issue a report at the end of their session describing all of the criminal enterprises that they've uncovered in Memphis, particularly gambling. In fact, it was gambling when the state of Tennessee made gambling illegal for the first time in its history. Memphis was financially stable in the 1880s, and so, you know, that kind of criminal enterprise has often benefited the city, even though it's against the law.
And I guess the book wouldn't be complete without at least one Elvis story. This one is from 1956. Elvis is arrested. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Of course, he's a national star at this point. So he comes back to town, and he's driving downtown, and the air conditioner goes out. There's a gas station right there on Gayoso, and he whips in to see if they can check it out. So, you know, an attendant comes out, and they pop the hood or whatever. Well, all of a sudden, all these teenage girls start to swarm around his car. And so the owner of the gas station looks out and sees these people blocking his pumps and everything. So he says, hey, you need to move that car. And Elvis is like, I'm trying. So he reaches in and just pops Elvis behind the head. And Elvis is like, what is this? And so he gets up, and he punches the guy. Police come. And Elvis is arrested, and so he goes to court, and of course the court is jam-packed with his supporters. The judge fines the owner and the attendant for assault.
Also, the judge warned Elvis that he should be a little more careful about where he showed up.
You know, Elvis over time doesn't go out in public during the day anymore. He only goes out at night, and I'm sure that incident probably had something to do with that.
Well, the book is called This Day in Memphis History. Wayne Dowdy, thank you for being with us.